Joining me live in studio today is Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Hey, Deb, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Duke. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Appreciate you coming in. It was kind of a late request, so thank you for making that possible.
But my pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Just want to get an update on the foundation. It's been a few months since we had Gian, and you recently were put into this role to oversee the foundation and its fundraising efforts, and had some pretty high goals for fundraising efforts, and wanted to get an update on that. So tell us where things currently stand.
Okay, thank you. You know, so last fall, we started our program in November, and the board of directors of the foundation set a goal of $200,000 to raise for scholarship money for graduating seniors. That's a high goal there. So we went right to work on there. You know, so Duke, in the last probably 3 months, I've gone to it's over 200 different businesses in Star Valley. I had no idea there's that many businesses in Star Valley, you know, and there's still some out there that I never have contacted, that off the street, you know, off the main road, whatever, and didn't know about there. But it's been a really, you know, a great opportunity and pleasure to visit with a lot of people, business owners and employees throughout the valley, and talking about the Education Foundation. And thankfully, a lot of know about the program and what it stands for. And so that's been good to, you know, chat with them about that. And then on the other hand, there's been a lot of people have no idea what the foundation was. They look at me and says, what foundation? What is that? So it's given me a great opportunity to talk about, you know, the goals of the foundation and what we really stand for and what we're trying to do to help the, you know, the students in our school district. And so that's been a great opportunity there. And so as we move forward contacting the people, we've had, you know, our goal to raise around $200,000. And we're not quite there. We're actually about the same amount as the year before. And there's a combination of reasons why that has happened. I was looking the other day, and we've probably had 22 businesses that helped last year that didn't help, that couldn't help this year for X number of reasons. And that's fine. And so then we've had probably, you know, 16 new businesses come on board that's helped out. So it's kind of give and take there. But it's really, you know, been gratifying to see the number of people that has an interest in helping the seniors.
Excellent. So the community involvement is still very strong with this. So tell us again, remind us the dates. It used to be kind of a here's the deadline to donate. And I think that's kind of been changed, right? Remind us, it's just an ongoing fundraiser rather than a set time of the year. Is that correct?
Yes. The year before, they started the program in January, first of the year, to get it going. And then got closer to May as far as handing out the scholarship money. They just felt like it was too crowded for us, the timeline for all the businesses, you know, to get things together and get the money turned in. And so we started back in November. And that's been a great help there. And as we're getting closer, we had originally, today was the time to have all the donation pledge money in for the scholarships turned in. And we have probably 90% of them turned in, but there's still a few businesses that contact me and says, hey, we've got a few more days to do that. And I says, sure, you know, we're flexible. We'll take your donation there and the scholarship money and help out. And so we really want to get this wrapped up, you know, the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we have time to have get the scholarship committee start working on the seniors and who they want to select, and plus give all the businesses, those who want to select the students that they give their scholarship money to, they need some time to go through all the applications. And so it takes a little bit of time, but we're really trying to wrap things up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's just, 2 months or so from graduation, coming up quick.
It is.
2 to 3 months. Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation in studio. You kind of referenced this, Deb, but businesses, there's two different ways to go about it. You can just donate money into the general fund, or if a business wants to do kind of their own scholarships and pick their own recipients of that, they can do it either way, correct?
You betcha, yep. If they just want to, you know, just donate in general to the foundation for the scholarship funds, then we have what we call community donations, community scholarship funds, where the school district employees will have, and the foundation board members will help select those students there. Or like you said, if a business says, I want to sponsor a scholarship opportunity for seniors, they apply based upon my scholarship application criteria, and then I'll select those students. Could be one student, could be two or three, based upon the criteria I set forth, and then I'll offer that scholarship for them.
And, of course, tax write-off, right? Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the big benefits of this. And not just businesses, but individuals can also participate if they'd like.
You bet. Yes, it's a win-win, really. You know, for as the seniors get some scholarship money, the business or the people get a tax write-off, and really, you know, it's just a lot of people said it's really good to help the seniors try and get some higher education, whether it's a college or a university or a trade school, things like that. It's really a win-win situation.
So, Deb, if someone's listening and they'd like to participate, make a donation. You mentioned it's coming down to the wire. Today was actually the original deadline. How do they do that?
Well, probably the easiest way, just give me a call, 307-887-7537, send me a text. I'll come and talk with you. I'll send you an email with all the forms. I'm very flexible and be glad to visit with you and show you how you can still help out for those graduating seniors.
That's Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Anything else you'd like to mention as far as the foundation is concerned?
Well, just right quick, you know, I've tried to find out what other school districts in the state are doing as far as the same program, and there's not many districts out there, just less on one hand, that are doing a program like ours. In fact, one of the bigger school districts in the state, I talked to their people the other day, and they do a lot of things before scholarship money for the seniors. They do probably less than a third of what we do. And they was really just amazed that we had so much money and interest and support from our business owners here to help our seniors. They was really envious. And so I'm very grateful for helping out for the seniors here. And just right quick, one of the fun things that I get to do is to follow up with graduating seniors from the last 3 years from high school, because there's a fair number out there still that haven't claimed their scholarship money. And so I say, hey, I finally get a hold of them and say, you know, you have some money out here. I do. I forgot about it. And so we get things worked out and send the money to the college, and they're very grateful for it.
I bet they are. Yeah, absolutely. That's Deb Wolfley with the LCSD2 Education Foundation, and more details can be found on the district's website. There's a link there to the foundation, correct?
At LCSD2.org?
Yep. So you can find the link to the foundation directly from the LCSD2.org website. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning. Deb Wolfley on the SBI Radio Network.